Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lammy.
We are now joined by Denver Broncos legend, former teammate of Nick Ferguson, Hall of Famer, Champ Bailey. Champ, how you doing tonight?
I am good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So, Champ, the Broncos took Patrick Surtain last week in the first round, and it was a little bit similar to the year you were drafted. Kind of a lot of hype around the quarterbacks. So when you were going through kind of what Patrick Surtain was going through, really quality player, a lot of the attention's going to quarterbacks, did you feel disrespected at the time that you weren't being talked about as much as those players?
It's funny you asked that because I didn't think of it that way when I saw the first three picks of quarterbacks. You know, it obviously reminded me of my draft class, but, you know, it's kind of similar in a sense, but I ended up going number seven. But what was weird in my draft was the team that drafted me was sitting at number five, Washington. And before they drafted me at seven, they traded out of the fifth pick. I don't know if anybody remembers, but that was the year Mike Ditka traded all their picks when he was head coach of the Saints to draft Ricky Williams, right? So, you know, the Redskins end up moving back to number seven and picking me. But, you know, I never thought about the disrespect. I just thought it was what it was. I was still the first defender taken. And, you know, this is kind of similar with Pat Surtain. It's weird, but, you know, I think a lot of people knew what type of pro I could be at the time. So it was just up to me to go out there and live up to the hype.
All right, let's speak of hype. Patrick Surtain comes with a lot of hype because he's a corner. He was selected by the Broncos in the first round when people here in Denver wanted the Broncos to take a quarterback. But as a guy that is a Hall of Famer, that played that position at an elite level, what was the first thing you thought about when the Broncos made that selection?
Great pick. And there's a lot of reasons why I like the kid himself. But, you know, I think, you know, his size, his ability to play man-to-man, zone, great ball skills. I mean, he has all the tools, all the intangibles, the things we talk about and relish with good corners. But, you know, when I look at, you know, value for a team, it's hard to find really good corners. I mean, you think of Jalen Ramsey and all the recent corners that are picked high. I mean, these guys are really the cornerstones of their team. So it's hard to come by really good corners. And when you have a chance to pick a guy like this, a generational type guy, you got to get it.
We are joined by Denver Broncos legend, Hall of Famer Champ Bailey. Champ, I've known Nick for a few years ago now, and he'll always tell me stories about playing with you. One that came the Thanksgiving day when you got the pick six against the Dallas Cowboys. And he always laughs when he tells me, he's like, I'm not even sure if that was Champ's assignment that you just read the play. But with that, Champ, obviously Patrick Surtain has the physical tools. What did you do other than the practice reps and everything on the field behind the scenes, getting yourself mentally ready, learning about your opponent, that Patrick Surtain could adopt to have a long career like you did?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways guys could go about preparing, but, you know, one thing that helped me is I always had great leadership around me. I was always in good locker rooms. I mean, from the moment I came into the league, I had a veteran take me under his wing by the name of Darryl Green, who's also a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I think if he's going to be in a great environment. I mean, obviously, top-notch organization, and then that trickles down. You look at the guys around him, he has so much experience around him. I would just advise him to soak it up. You know, don't think you're too big to learn. And I knew when I was in my locker room as a rookie, I was the best athlete in there, but I didn't know anything. So I soaked up as much as I could. And that's the early path to success. Just get the information.
Now, as a young kid coming into the league, I mean, this happens with all of us. We do have things that we struggle with. But with Patrick Surtain, if you could talk to him right now one-on-one, what would you say that would better help him for this transition, jumping from the collegiate game to the pro game, dealing with some of these elite wide receivers?
Well, just for one, have a short memory. And, you know, these are a lot of things that he knows. So, you know, one of the things, you know, kind of what I mentioned is the information that he's going to, you know, be exposed to. And you can't have enough of it. As a young guy, you don't realize how dumb you are until about your fifth, sixth year. You start looking back like, man, I didn't know any of this stuff. And, you know, a lot of it comes with experience. But a lot of it comes with experience. But, you know, he can speed that learning experience up by guys he's just going to be around.
We're being joined right now. Denver Broncos legend, Hall of Famer, Champ Bailey. So Champ, you weren't a trash talker. You let your play do the talking. And the cornerback position, kind of, you get a lot of guys that do like to talk. Patrick Surtain, he seems more in line with you. How did that benefit you, keeping it low key, keeping yourself humble, not trash talking? How did that benefit you in your career?
I'm not sure. I don't, you know, I just feel like I was just being myself, to be honest. And you know, I kind of like trash talkers. You know, I love guys that talk trash. I mean, they're very entertaining, but I love when, you know, I love when they can back it up. You know, I obviously love that 10 times more, but, you know, I just feel like when you're yourself, you don't have to worry about, you know, anything else. You just be yourself. It's easy to be who you are. So I don't know. I don't know if that helped me or hurt me. who knows? Maybe if I was a little louder. A little more, maybe if I had a primetime nickname, you know, I get more endorsements. But other than that, I don't see the benefit.
See, you always what I call one of those like silent thieves or whatever, that you never really said a lot in trash talk, but you allow your play to speak volumes for you. So once again, looking at Patrick Surtain, right, and put yourself in Vic Fangio's shoes. You're now the defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. You already have Ronald Darby. You have Bryce Callahan, and you brought over Kyle Fuller. How would you try to implement or insert Patrick Surtain in your scheme?
Well, I don't know if they necessarily need to worry about that right now. I just think they need to just get him ready to play. And he'll show up in practice, and his play will tell you where to put him. I wouldn't even try to figure out where to put him right now, because – I think they'll get to know him better as they're exposed to him and see him practice and how he carries himself, how he prepares. I mean, hell, he could be a great nickelback. You don't know. You don't know until we play. You don't know until he practices. How smart is he? You really don't know. So let's not pigeonhole the guy right now. Let's let him grow, learn. I mean, I'm sure he'll be a starter at some point during the season.
And Champ, one more for me, and this is me being a fan here. Your interception against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans in the back of the end zone.
Right.
When you went, did you know that your feet were that close to getting in, and how truthfully amazing that play turned out? Or did you just see?
No, absolutely. I mean, the moment I caught it, I mean, I don't know if you saw the full clip, but if you see it, I jump up and I'm pointing like as if the turf would have a mark on it. But I mean, it was, but I'm pointing that I got my feet down. Right. So I felt very good about it. Obviously I didn't find out until I got to the bench and then they, you know, awarded me the interception. I mean, it was a great, great feeling. It was definitely gratifying, but it was no doubt in my mind at the time that I caught it.
It was an unbelievable play. Champ, you're a legend, Broncos fans, one of the most beloved players in Broncos country of all time. I know everybody here at The Fan and our listeners just love anytime you got time for us. Thank you so much for stopping by tonight.
Appreciate you, Champ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys, man. Have a good night.
Thanks, Champ.